The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or in Washington, D.C. If you've just tuned in, I have the privilege of sitting in for Don Crow on WAVA 105.1 FM, while at the same time I'm doing my own program in Columbus, Ohio. Well, this is the day before Thanksgiving, and early this morning, God just laid a portion of Scripture on my heart that I want to share with you, because I think there's something that we can all learn and be reminded of. In Luke chapter 17, allow me just to read a few verses of Scripture from Luke 17, beginning in verse 11. It's speaking of Jesus, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria. All right, now let me stop just real quick. Jesus, of course, was a Jew. He's traveling through some portions of Samaria on his way to Jerusalem. The Samaritans and the Jews, well, they did not get along at all. They were not exactly arch enemies, but they did not think well of each other. The Jews felt that the Samaritans were second and third class citizens because they were not purebred Jews. And the Samaritans thought that the Jews were a bunch of proud, obstinate people. They didn't get along with each other at all. He goes on. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, we'll come back to that in a moment. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he, Jesus, said unto him, the Samaritan leper, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, why does it say these lepers were standing afar off? Because they all had something in common. The implication is here that all of them were Jews except this one Samaritan. Now, again, Jews and Samaritans didn't get along with each other, but these lepers had something in common, something that united them, an incurable, fatal disease. I don't have time to go into how horrific leprosy was in Bible times, and today it's very treatable. I had a friend who had leprosy. He was treated. Back then, no cure, always fatal, and it was painful. It was awful. It was horrible. And a leper could not come into contact with the general population. They were not allowed to. They were afraid that the leprosy would be passed to other people, and rightfully so. If the city was walled, and most of them were, The lepers had to live outside the city wall, and they lived off the scraps. They couldn't work. They couldn't earn a living. They were the absolute outcasts of society, and they were completely dependent upon the scraps that were probably thrown over the top of the city wall, and they would live in tents and so forth to try to eke out a living. Well, these 10 lepers had one thing in common: an incurable disease. So all of a sudden, whether they were a Jew or a Samaritan really didn't matter. And so they're standing afar off. And by the way, when they would come into the city, they were required to cup their hand to their face, and they would shout, "Unclean! Unclean!" And when people would hear that, they knew lepers were coming into the city. Mothers would gather their children, and they would run away and hide because they didn't want anybody to get close to these lepers. And that was the life these people lived. Well, obviously, they had heard about Jesus. And it says they lifted up their voice and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. Jesus cured 10 of them. But I believe only one of them was saved. Yeah, I don't have time to elaborate on that. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was the Samaritan. Now, any leper was the lowest of the low of the low. If you were a Jewish leper, you were the lowest of the lowest of the low. But if you were a Samaritan leper in a Jewish community, you were even lower. I mean, you were lower than the lowest of the low. And he was the only one. And Jesus said, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There's a wonderful way to apply this to our lives. All of us are born lost with a sinful nature. Black, white, Jew, Gentile, rich, poor, we all have something in common, and it's an incurable disease called sin. And it always leads to death. That's what Romans chapter 6 says. For the wages of sin is death, spiritual death. Every human being on planet Earth has this one thing in common. They need redemption. They need spiritual healing. And without Jesus, they will die and spend an eternity separated from God and separated from Jesus. Sin is an incurable disease. You can do all the good works in the world, will not save you. You go to church every day of your life, will not save you. You can be baptized 1,000 times, will not save you. We are like these lepers. And of course, leprosy in the Bible is a type of symbol, a picture of sin. So my friend, my brother, my sister, you are just like these lepers. Well, all of them said, "Jesus, have mercy on us." All of them were healed, but not all of them recognized who Jesus was. The one, the Samaritan, who was worse than the others, fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving glory to God. Now, here's my question. Where are the 9? I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your family is experiencing. But if you know Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you have so much to be thankful for. Now, I'm not saying this to put guilt on anybody. Guilt is a terrible motivator. I learned that a long time ago. But I'm giving you an opportunity to say, "I want to thank God that I'm no longer a leper. I have been saved. I've been cleansed. I've been forgiven of my sins. I have a place in heaven because Jesus is my Savior. Jesus healed me of the most incurable disease in the universe, the disease of sin. We receive the blessings of God. But I think that sometimes Jesus looks at us and says, where are the nine? I healed you. I forgave you. Where is the thanksgiving? Where is the praise? Where is the worship? Not just today, but tomorrow as well. And every day, live a life of thanksgiving.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Seriously? Seriously? All right, again, I'm not trying to put guilt on anyone, but I'm looking at my phone lines, and right now they're empty. I want to give you an opportunity to tell us who and what you are thankful for. Here's my number. And I realize that our listeners in Washington, D.C. are not accustomed to this number. And I realize it's the evening before Thanksgiving, and I know people are so busy doing other things, preparation, traveling, and I get all of that. But I also know that there is a whole bunch of people who have a whole lot to be thankful for, and I want to give you an opportunity to share that. Here's my number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Easy way to remember it, 877, it's not 800, it's 877-BOB-LIVE. For those that are alphabetically challenged like me, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I am so grateful for God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace. We talk often about peace in the midst of a storm. And if you've been a Christian any length of time at all, you know the Christian life is not easy. Now, I know some of the guys on TV tell you that if you have enough faith and if you speak a few words of faith, you'll never have problems. You'll never have difficulties. You'll never get sick. Nobody in your family will ever get sick. You'll never lose a job. You'll always be healthy. You'll always have a new car. My friend, I hope you know there is not a shred of biblical truth to that. For the disciples, their lives did not get hard until they began following Jesus. And then Jesus told them, hey, guys, they hate me. They're going to hate you. Life is hard. The Christian life is hard. But there is so much to be thankful for. I've not gotten into detail on the air, and I'm not going to, but my family is going through probably the most difficult time that we have ever faced right now as I speak. But you know what? I'm so thankful for the promises of God, the grace of God, the peace of God in the midst of the storms. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to share. And right now, I now only have one phone line available. Their phones are ringing. Phone lines are filling up. And I've got one phone line available. Somebody grab it real quick, and I'll get to you as soon as possible. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to head to Washington, D.C., and talk with Ryan. Hey, Ryan, thank you so much for calling. Welcome. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just really wanted to quickly say what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving. I have family here. They're from overseas, from a former Eastern Bloc country and where they're from, they couldn't give praise the way that we could hear growing up. And I'm so thankful that they're here today, and I'm very happy to be hosting them. So
may I ask what country that is?
From Poland.
From Poland, yes.
Yes. So very, very happy to have them here, and I think it's going to be a great Thanksgiving, and that's what I'm thankful for.
Wonderful. Ryan, thank you. You've blessed me, and I'm thankful that you called today. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. And you too, Bob.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, and back to Columbus, Ohio, and I've got Julie on the line. Julie called 877-BOB-LIVE. Julie, you're up next. Welcome.
Hi,
Julie.
I'm not even from Columbus, and I'm driving through, and I am listening to your radio station, and God's just overwhelming my soul.
Wonderful.
I have to share that I'm just thankful that his call is never rescinded.
Mm-hmm.
That his grace and mercy never end. I'm on my way to pick up one of my kids and head to Thanksgiving with my family, and I'm just blessed. And it's, you know, I had several really tough years,
mm-hmm.
and God's call is not, he didn't take that away from me.
Yeah. Well, amen.
And, you know, and even through the times that I said that I miss me and I never thought I would get my joy back, it's here.
Amen.
I have my joy, and I have my calling, and I have my babies and my family, and I'm just thankful for all of that.
That is so wonderful. You know, even David, the man after God's own heart, had to pray, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Even David lost the joy of salvation from time to time. Where are you from, Julie?
Actually, I'm from Oak Hill, Ohio.
Okay.
It's down almost to Kentucky.
All right. I was down in West Union just last weekend, way down in southern Ohio. Well,
that's
Julie,
right.
I am blessed and honored that you called today, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Now, here in Columbus, our AM 880 audience is about to go away because our AM signal is a daytime signal. So you can switch over to 104.5 FM here in Ohio and continue, or on streaming. But I bring that up because those that are listening on AM 880, I just want to wish you a blessed, blessed, blessed Thanksgiving. I don't know what you're going through, but Scripture says, in everything give thanks. Not in spite of. In everything give thanks. Because God has a plan and a purpose in everything. And nothing can touch you that does not come through the sovereign hand of God. All right. We're going to take a quick break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Give me a call. Let's give thanks.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.